Welcome to the Diecast, everybody. I'm Seamus. With me this week is Christopher.
Hello.
Mumblo.
I'm dying.
Jorsh.
Aren't we all dying, though, in our own way?
And Rutzgarn.
I'm not!
But I need a new keyboard, and because my old keyboard is kind of breaking in half, actually. And the space bar is not.
What have you been doing to it?
Popping up. It's super old. It's like 10 years old.
But I mean, I've owned a lot of keyboards, and I've never had that problem. Well, okay, I've had them break in half, but that was because I broke them. Like, I get mad and just, you know, slam it down. Okay, I'm done with it.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to buy super cheap. I've been mad plenty of times, but I've never once blamed the keyboard.
Oh, I don't blame the keyboard. I absolutely don't. But, you know, you get really frustrated. Your body gives you a giant dose of adrenaline, and it's got to go somewhere. And it's like, well, I need to get this energy out. And so you smash something. I mean, very few people just, I lost control. Well, you know, you were having a physiological reaction to a bunch of unwanted adrenaline. And for me, this was a good way. You actually feel better. It dispels the adrenaline after you smash something. And so for a few years, this was especially powerful when I was on steroids. It just, oh, like I refuse to take steroids because of this problem now, because it just makes me a monster. But I would just like keep a stack of cheap keyboards. I'd wait for Newegg to have keyboards on sale for like $5 a piece. And then I'd order like a half dozen of them. You get pissed off the computer, you scream a bunch of swear words, you smash it into pieces, pull out another keyboard, plug it in, get back to work. And that was my life.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm through that phase of my life.
Why don't you tell us more about Hulk Seamus and the steroids?
Yeah. It doesn't happen anymore, really. It was a combination of just, you know, being young and having a bit of a temper and being on steroids and the other asthma medicines I'm on also have that side effect. And it would just make me. It just had a really explosive temper. And it's important. Some people will, like, not address their explosive temper. They're like, okay, people will give bad advice. If you don't have an explosive temper, then you think, oh, this person is just bad at managing their anger. I will give them some advice. And then you'll give them really shitty advice, like, why don't you try counting to 10? Okay, don't ever say that. That's the equivalent of going up to a depressed person and saying, well, have you tried smiling? No, that's not going to work. It's a similar problem. You've got an emotional state that's completely disconnected from your environment, and you don't want to have this emotional state, and you need some way to deal with it. The good thing about anger, unlike depression, is that anger requires a lot of energy, and eventually you run out of energy and stop being angry.
You just get too tired to be mad.
Exactly. And then I would be depressed, but it's not like clinical depression. It would just be like, you know, moping for a couple hours. But, you know, I recognize, and at first I just thought, you know, everything in my life was sucked and everybody was annoying and I hated everything and everyone was a jerk and this guy's an asshole and I hate my boss and everything sucks. And after a while, it was really the moment of clarity for me was one day I was sitting there programming and I'd been slamming my head against the problem for a few hours and I hadn't raged out yet. And I was like, huh, you know, I would have bashed a keyboard by now. If this was just last week, what's the difference? And I began thinking of it in terms of like a health problem and not just this is the natural way I'm supposed to. I realized that my emotional state was unnatural. And I started looking for ways to deal with it. The other thing is I cut way down on sugars, way less sugars and other like super processed crap in my diet. Got rid of the as many asthma drugs as I dared. Got the steroids out of my life. And I'm getting older. So, you know, you don't have that supercharge of adrenaline in your system when you're not a young man anymore. And that fixed it for me. But yeah,
so that's my mechanical keyboard.
Yeah, that was a weird turn. I apologize for hijacking it, but it occurred to me halfway into my spiel, this might be useful for somebody out there. Maybe somebody out there
yeah.
will will not smash up something that's valuable to them, or they won't say something horrible to the people around them. I was always very careful. Like, I always wanted
Newick
everybody to
probably
stay
isn't very happy about it.
But it's one final note is like, make sure you don't aim this anger at people you love. My wife is a super helpful person, so I'd blow up and she would run into the room and try and solve the problem for me. And all I need is to unload this anger. I just need to yell and smash something and get it out of my system. I don't actually want any help. And so I'm talking in a raised voice, and now she feels like I'm yelling at her. And we did this for a while, like, and then we'd have a fight, you know, because I'm, in her mind, I was yelling at her. No, I'm just yelling. If you weren't in here, I would continue to yell anyway. But now you've come in and thrown yourself between me and my keyboard, trying to help me, and instead now your feelings are hurt, because I'm just ranting, and
blaming
that was
your wife for trying to be a nice person, Seamus.
I didn't blame her, but I really did. It's okay, it's another level of frustration. It's like, okay, I don't want to be shouting at you, but I really need to shout right now, so why don't you get away from me? And I didn't have the awareness to say... Yeah, I didn't have the awareness to say that to her, and so it took us a while before she realized, oh, Seamus doesn't actually want my help. And, you know, she knew to just let it go. But yeah, you do have to be careful. Don't aim that anger at people you love or at people. I hope that helps somebody. Let's talk about video games some more.
So this is how we're ending the diecast. This was the end of the diecast.
I have no idea.
Hopefully somewhere in there.